presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, it's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from another world whose physical powers are far beyond those of mortal men, and who wages a never-ending battle against crime and oppression, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. Puzzled by the uncanny disappearance of five huge transport planes, all of which were carrying collections of precious gems to the National Jewelry Exposition, Kent and young Jimmy Olsen, copy boy on the paper, found their way to a 30-story abandoned skyscraper, the Parkway Tower, located on a weed-grown field a mile from the airport. As they neared the entrance, a young woman whom they had met before in connection with the stolen jewels came out carrying a suitcase. Kent stopped her, but she drew a gun, warned him not to move, and vanished into the fog-bound night. Leaving Jimmy behind, Kent followed her and snatched her gun away. Frightened, she turned and ran. Suddenly, a scream knifed out of the darkness, and the girl disappeared before Superman's amazed eyes. Listen.
She's gone. Vanished. Not a sign of her out here.
Help!
What's that?
Help!
Wait, Scott, there she is. Caught in a huge quicksand hole. Dragging her down. Don't struggle. I'll get you out. Thinking fast. No wonder. That's terrific. Hope I can get out myself. About a few feet. There. I've got her. Ah, she fainted. Gotta work my way back to solid earth. Won't be easy. I need all my strength. I'm getting there. Slowly. Now. Ah, made it. But not by much.
Mr. Kent, where are you?
I can't let Jimmy see me as Superman. Not at a time like this. We might put two and two together. I'll change back to Kent.
Right here, Jimmy. Be careful.
Look at three, Mr. Kent. And...
see that big hole in the ground? It's full of quicksand. She stumbled into it and almost sank before I could get her off.
Is she hurt?
Oh. Stand back a little, Jimmy. Give her air.
Oh, I see. Quicksand.
You're safe now. Get out of it.
Fell into it.
Yes, I know you fell into it. I heard you scream.
You saved my life. I'm sure I pulled a gun on
you. No, forget it.
You should have let me take it instead. I'm no good. She's no good.
Now, come on, come on. Pull yourself together. You can be of great help to us.
I'll do anything you say, anything.
Well, then tell us. Where's the yellow mask?
In that building, the Parkway Tower. That's his headquarters. I left him in a room on the 10th floor. The only other people in the building are a watchman and a radio operator.
Radio operator?
Well, that's how we made those transport planes disappear. They're sending out four radio beams.
Where are the planes?
There in that quicksand. They followed the beam, and that's where it led.
You mean the planes, the people in them, were buried alive in that quicksand?
Yes, that's what he told me. But before the plane sank, his man took the jewels off him.
Are you telling me the truth?
I swear it's the truth. Well, look in that suitcase. You'll find all the jewels. When the mask showed them to me, I pulled a gun on him and took them.
Where is the suitcase?
I dropped it when I ran away from you.
See if you can find it in the grass, Jimmy.
Okay.
You feel all right now, miss?
Here, the suitcase. Right here. It's awful heavy, though.
Good boy. Sit it down here. We'll open it.
All right. Boy.
There are all the jewels. I took everything he had in his safe. They're worth millions.
Well, what we gotta do is get the yellow mask.
Well, it's not that simple, Jimmy.
Hmm?
All we have is Mr.
My name's Lorimer. Kitty Lorimer.
All we have is Miss Lorimer's word against the yellow mask. And I don't think it's enough to hold up in court. This time we've got to be right and put the mask behind bars for life.
Yeah, but how? Slippery as an eel.
Well, even eels can be lured into traps. You still want to help us, Miss Lorimer?
I told you I would.
All right. Now, the first thing to do is to get back to the city with these jewels. Then we'll figure out a trap for the yellow mask. A trap strong enough to hold him. Here, I'll take the suitcase, Jimmy. You help us, Lorimer.
Okay, Mr. Kent. Where are we headed?
Back to the airport. That's where we parked our car. Just follow me.
Good evening, radio fans. This is Bill Breen with some hot news for you. Kitty Lorimer, alleged queen of a billion-dollar jewel ring, still refuses to tell police where she hid a fortune in precious gems stolen from the National Exposition. The young woman now being held in city prison says she won't talk.
Hello?
Police Commissioner's office.
Commissioner, this is Evans, National News Service. What about that Lorimer girl? Are we getting the true story?
Of course you are.
Well, it sounds fishy to me.
Well, that's just too bad. Goodbye. Kent, we can't keep this up much longer. The papers and news services are beginning to smell a rat.
All I ask is another 24 hours, Commissioner. If the yellow mask doesn't bite by then, I'll step out.
All right, but I don't like it. What do you think the papers would say if they knew we had the jewels and weren't returning them to their rightful owners?
Something's going to break tonight, Commissioner. I've got a feeling it will.
Well, I hope so, Kent, because I'm in a spot now. This yellow mask you keep talking about, what if he doesn't exist?
Oh, I can assure you he does. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to wager that at this very moment he's plotting to get his hands on those missing jewels. And that's just what we're waiting for.
You sent for me, Chief?
Yes. Close the door. I've got a job for you, Lefty. A dangerous job.
You know me, Chief. Nothing's too tough if there's dough in it.
$500, Lefty.
Why, Chief, for 5 G's, I'd steal a battleship with half the Navy on it.
I don't want any battleship. But listen closely. There's a girl being held in the city prison.
Yeah, I heard about her over the radio. Cut a load of ice, didn't she?
She walked out of here carrying $15 million worth of precious gems.
Yeah, that ain't hay. Where'd she get the haul?
Never mind that. I want that girl brought to me.
You mean I gotta spring her out of the jug?
Exactly. And for performing that little service, you will be paid $500 on delivery.
Well, I don't know, Chief. Springing a dame out of that hoose cow ain't no pipe.
I thought you said no job was too tough for you as long as there was money in it.
Well, yeah, I know, but maybe I'll have to grease the skids. Maybe I'll have to pay off a couple guys. How about making it a grand?
$1,000?
Well, that ain't too much. Not for this kind of job.
You guarantee to get her out tonight?
Sure, sure. Where do I take her? You want me to bring her here?
No. I've got a little place about 20 miles from the city. I'll tell you how to get there. But first, there's another little matter that you and your friends will have to attend to.
Yeah, what is it?
You may be followed. In case you are, I have a plan for getting rid of whoever follows you.
Okay, but first let me call a couple of guys and get them set.
Go ahead. There's the phone.
These guys know their stuff.
Getting pretty late, Kent, and nothing's happened yet.
Don't worry, Commissioner. It'll break soon.
You know, Kent, I still don't get the point behind all this. For instance, why is that girl reporter sitting in a cell in the city prison instead of Chickie Lorimer?
Because I can trust Lois Lane, and I'm not certain I can trust the Lorimer girl. Lois is one of the best reporters on the Daily Planet, and she's not afraid of anything.
But you said the yellow mask knows the Lorimer girl.
Well, that won't matter. You see, this is how I figure it to happen. The mask must have read in the papers or heard over the radio that the police are holding Chickie Lorimer. But she won't tell where the jewels are hidden. And naturally, he figures if his men can bring him the girl, he can force her to reveal the hiding place.
Well, what if they do break her out? I mean Miss Lane.
I'll follow them in my car, just to see that nothing happens. Lois has full instructions. She knows what to do.
I better send a police detail along with you, Kent.
Now, that won't be necessary, Commissioner. I'm taking young Jimmy Olsen. He's been on this case from the beginning and wants to see it through. He's waiting outside in the car.
Excuse me. Commissioner's office. Yes, Cassidy? What? You sure? All right. Handle it just as I ordered. You were right, Kent. A man has just applied at the prison for permission to talk to Chickie Lorimer. Says he's her brother. Come on. We can watch what happens from the front window. Prison's across the street. Here, sit down.
Oh, thanks. Does the warden know what he's to do?
Yes. No resistance. Let them take the girl.
Good. Ah, that must be their car in front of the prison. Big black sedan. Motor's running.
Kent, look, they've got it. They're coming through the gate.
That means I've got to get going. See you later, Commissioner.
Okay, Joe, pull up on the other side of the bridge. I don't know if we're being tailed or not, but I ain't taking no chances. I'll be right back, Joe. I got some business with the guy that runs this bridge. Okay, Pop. Open the bridge.
What do you mean?
I said open the bridge and don't stall.
But you can't...
Open it before I let you have it. That's the ticket, Pop.
That is against the law, so...
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, wait a minute. What are you doing now?
The signal lights. They got to be changed from green to red.
No, they don't. I want them to stay green. All right, turn around. Yeah, this rope will fix you up good. All right, get down on your belly.
Hey, you can't do this now.
Get down. Couple of turns around your ankles and you're all set. So long, Pop.
Come back. Come back here.
All right, get going, Joe.
So, they've got a fast car, but we're stepping right along.
What's that green light up ahead?
Oh, it's a signal light on a drawbridge.
Yes.
When the light's green, that means the bridge is closed. I'd better get over it before some boat comes along the river and the bridge opens. Here we go, Jimmy.
Yes, there they go at better than a mile a minute, hurtling through the darkness over a drawbridge that shows a green light, but is wide open with only the deep, swirling river below. What will happen? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.